Cardinal Peter Erdo, the Archbishop of Budapest, was elected president today of the Association of Bishops' Conferences of Europe. Cardinal Jean-Pierre Ricard, the Archbishop of Bordeaux, and Cardinal Joseph Bosniach, the Archbishop of Zagreb, are the two vice presidents. The presidents of 34 bishops' conferences across Europe and beyond are meeting in St. Petersburg for the first time this week. Besides electing officers, they're discussing issues of concern, including the problems of migration, ecumenism, and interfaith dialogue. Philippa Hitchin has more.
In a message read to the opening session of the plenary assembly, Pope Benedict expressed his hope that the meeting in Russia would encourage continued collaboration between the Catholic Church and other Christian confessions, particularly in the contribution they offer to the common good of Europe. Problems such as the disintegration of the family, atheism, and falling vocations are just some of the challenges facing Christian leaders across the continent, but particularly in Russia, where the church is still struggling with the lasting legacy of communist oppression. In Russia today, the average rate of divorce among young marriages is about 80%. Abortions average 5 million a year, while the number of children per family is steadily declining. As a result, the population of Russia is diminishing by about 800,000 each year. In his speech to the assembly, the Catholic Archbishop in Moscow, Tadeusz Kondrusiewicz, said Catholics and Orthodox must promote mutual dialogue if they are to respond to a society in search of a new identity.
In front of secularism, moral relativism, and liberalism, we have to be united. And Patriarch Alexis II, he sent a letter to the plenary session, and he was speaking in the same terms. In front of us, Catholics or Orthodox, there is a question which made Shakespeare, to be or not to be.
Also taking part in this meeting was Reverend Vsevolod Chaplin, the Deputy Chairman of the Department for External Church Relations of the Orthodox Moscow Patriarchate.
I think we have a lot of common areas for cooperation, especially the strengthening of Christian ethical values in the modern society, prophetic witness about the difficulties and the spiritual emptiness which exist in the modern world and which can only be overcome with faithfulness to the way of Christ and to the true ethical moral values.
Both church leaders agree the future of Russia and her spiritual regeneration depend on the condition and possibilities of the church in its broadest sense, and that Catholics and Orthodox alike must take advantage of this historical moment to fill the void left by the fall of communism. I'm Philippa Hitchin.